B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle, 617-779-0985. Yesterday, found out that fans will be allowed back into the stands. This is a big deal. I mean, not glossing over it today, and certainly we've mentioned it and talked about it. We already had Brian Bilello on from the New England Revolution, as they will have fans there at Gillette Stadium, but the TD Garden has released their guidelines for hosting fans. And Fenway Park is talking about how they're going to work around this with their vaccination site. So March 23rd, that'll be the first Bruins game with fans in the stands. March 23rd for the Celtics, March 29th, and the first time there can be fans there. Zoe, what are your thoughts about all this?
It excites me because now this is real. You know, it's not just, hey, play pretend, and, you know, maybe if we continue to study the data, and then, you know, we hope. You keep hearing the word hope. You know, this is going to be problematic too, because I think this pandemic has forced people to end up, you know, completely isolating to the point where now you've totally retrained, you know, the way you socially act out there. You know, some people still haven't even gone to food stores, let alone, you know, gone out to an indoor dining facility or have traveled or have gone on vacation with their family, or gone to see loved ones or purposely not seen loved ones for over a year. So it's going to be a mixed bag here, but I think for the most part, people that I know fired up about this, fired up about getting back, getting the games. I know it's not definitive with the Patriots. Patriots hope to have a lot of people in those stands week one if this continues to trend well. And it's going to be a test for everybody here. What happens with the Garden? What happens, obviously, with the Red Sox and Fenway Park, the Revs, you know, testing out Gillette Stadium and how stuff's going to be expedited. I'm disappointed about the concessions. You know, how hard is it to, you know, drop a couple of potatoes in the fryer later and get some buckets of fries out there and let everybody eat fries and drink some beer while you're watching a game? You know, that's something to look forward to, not the prepackaged meals. I mean, we're still at the prepackaged meal stage, but you'll take it now since you're at least allowed into the building. Just how are they going to orchestrate this?
Orchestrate,
you know,
I what?
Mean, you're going to be going in what, pods? They're going to have zip-tied sections off where you can, where you can't go. I think the news coming out of the Garden is they're going to depart and let fans leave the way you leave church. You know, go row by row procession, and have a what do they call those? An usher there to indicate, okay, now this row can leave. You know. Instead of just everybody going. Because, like, you could go to a mall now, go shopping, and everybody, you know, hit the food court or hit the bathroom. Is there going to be orchestrated bathroom lines? Like, there's still a lot of good questions here, but I think people should be excited about this. Would you go to a game, Hardy? Would you go to a Bruins game?
Keep
the Red Sox out of it because it's outdoors, but an indoor game.
You know, from the outset, I think I would. I think I'd feel better if I had at least my first dose of vaccine first, but no, I feel pretty confident in being able to attend these things. And it's not so much, you know, some of it is the safety measures that are going to be in place and the distancing and all that stuff, but really it's more about the downward trend of infections and, you know, what's happening generally, you know, with the virus itself. It's, I don't necessarily trust anyone or take anybody's at their word. It's like, well, this is safe and this won't be safe because I've seen too much inconsistency with how things are treated. But if I just feel okay going out in general, which, you know, I have periodically, you know, you mentioned the people that haven't gone out and haven't left, and everyone has different reasons for, you know, doing things,
I understand that.
Doing things differently. You know, I'd say I'm right about in the middle in terms of how I treated this thing. There are some things I've passed on. There are times I've gone out and, you know, been in stores and been in restaurants. And it's really the thinking about it ahead of time that affects you more than anything. Once you're actually there and doing it, you're like, well, yeah, this doesn't feel unsafe. That's the problem. People get themselves into these situations because there's nothing inherently dangerous about, you know, putting yourself in those situations. Right. But then you end up, I don't know, Zoe, sick for 2.5 months, like you said. You know, it's that's the, and that's the real danger here.
And then you get scared when you get like, and here's another thing. Once you get past this, like once you've had the big one, then every little thing that you get after it starts to put you into panic, which I'm not in. I mean, it's sinus thing. That's what people are going to be worried about. Like you're going to be out and all of a sudden somebody's going to sneeze next to you or somebody's going to take a sip of their drink or eat their food. That's going to go down a wrong hatch and they're going to have a coughing attack,
which is why,
you're going to turn and look and go, oh, everybody's going to look at people differently now.
Well, this is going to take a long time to come back from it.
I agree.
If, you know, the state and the CDC and everyone said tomorrow, you know what? Damnedest thing. But the virus magically disappeared. One day it'll magically just go away. And tomorrow just magically goes away. And they lift all restrictions and everything. Just go out and live your lives. People aren't going to do that right away.
No, it's but I mean,
it is going to take a long time for some people to get back to where they feel it's okay to go do these things.
I agree with that. And to a certain extent, too. But I think at this point, too, and once you have the vaccine, a lot of people are getting the vaccine, right? And then I think part of the problem now is telling, you know, Fauci's telling people we still shouldn't do indoor dining for the next year. And I think people have had it to that point to where if you think you got the vaccine, you're going to play it safe. Right. Just
Fauci
be careful,
has said we shouldn't do indoor dining for another year.
You haven't seen the news this week? He said, even with the vaccine, you're probably going to have to wear a mask up, and I would not do indoor dining for 2021. It's all over the news. He needs to stop publicly. He needs to just do his gig and stop doing TV and stuff.
So can we get back to the prepackaged foods for a second?
Yeah.
I don't think that necessarily means you can't have fries. I just think it'll be in a container.
No, I don't like ketchup packets. I don't like ketchup packets. I hate them.
Oh, so it means personally you can't have fries.
Right.
I don't think it means like everything's in a plastic wrapped container. I think it means like
you go prepackaged. I think I don't know, Jim, but I mean you could have
you can't have any warm food at the stadium. I find that hard to believe. You can't I find that hard to believe wrap too, it up in aluminum foil, throw it in a box.
It might be more of Jim and like you've been to Gillette on home games, it's maybe the cold sandwich or a piece of fruit, you know?
I doubt they'll sell that at concession stands.
I know, but you know how hard it's going to be to sell fries and prepackage them and like how moist and just...
Well, why can't they package them right there and then throw them in the box and then give you the box? That's my point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why you can't drop the fry later. There you get your bucket of fries, put them in, push them down the counter. Here's your fries. Go have fun. I don't know what it's going to be. We don't know. Might be the case.
Call ahead. Say, what's your fry situation?
Yeah. Like, I joked about the poutine stand. That's my favorite thing at Gillette, right outside our broadcast booth. You get the poutine, you put the pork all over it with the cheese. Oh, my God, it's great.
Well,
people grabbing it. Problem is, they sit with people, hey, give me one of those, or one of your buddies, and you know what's going to happen. So these tickets are going to be sold in groups, right? You're going to have pods, they're going to call them. Is it really going to be like all of your family and your closest friends or, oh, I can't go. I'm going to slide my ticket to somebody else. What are those rules going to be? And is that person going to share your fries? And that's where problems could start.
Who sits with the guy in front of the booth with that double fist?
I hope he's in. He's in any day. Meathead. Bulldog. The guy with the bad haircuts and just drinks beer all day.
Look, I don't know what Fauci said specifically about the indoor dining. Maybe he was referring to the fact that people who have been vaccinated, it's not just a free pass to go now do whatever you want. I think he's talking about like the I think he's speaking to like the slow ramp up of things, but I don't have the news on 24 hours a day in the background and get all wrapped up in a knot.
Yeah, I don't either. But I mean that's the kind of pops up everywhere.
Do. Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah, a little bit you do. When it comes to the seating, though, you mentioned that in one of the there are assigned seats, you understand, in the garden. So it's like if you have a ticket.
No, I get that. But I'm saying, okay, you're one of those 12. You're one of the 12 people selected to go in this pod. So you've cleared whatever, and this is why you're going. Does that person that night all of a sudden pops up? I don't feel well like I didn't feel yesterday. I want to give my ticket to somebody. Can you do that?
Well, yeah, why not?
Okay.
I don't know. Well, okay. The real answer
that's
is...
That's great, then. I would hope for it worked to that point.
I don't know. The notion of requiring people to have, like I've seen in some of these places, proof of a negative test within 72 hours before gaining it and stop it. Either do
good
it or...
Good luck getting that test.
Either do it or don't. And because there... Again, here's the inconsistency. Oh, you don't have a fever. Come on in. We've learned now that that doesn't necessarily mean you're not infected and can't spread it. We don't even know if you can't spread it even after you've been vaccinated. This is going to have more to do with the overall infection rates and the overall, you know, unfortunately, death rates and how people are being affected by this than measures that are taking place at specific venues. I think it's a good idea to keep people separated a little bit while you're in this ramp-up phase. But providing proof of a negative test or even a temperature check, I mean, these are all half measures that don't necessarily avail you of anything. You know, if you want to stay, the smartest way is probably by not mixing and packing together with a bunch of people that you don't know and causing the spread that way. But I can deal with the not having the concessions fully open. I can deal with, a staggered entry and a staggered release and going
through. That's part of the game experience, too. You know, like that.
Yeah, what I think is going to be problematic is if they, you know, start turning people away at the door because you didn't bring in the proper documentation.
Right.
To me, you either got to open it up to a limited number in assigned seating or don't do it. Because if you start putting all these extra stipulations on it in terms of what you have to provide in order to show up, temperature check is one thing. You don't have to bring anything other than your forehead.
I got a ticket here to get in this game.
But all the
you open it up and I could go get on a flight and go somewhere, but I can't get in this game because you said I didn't bring proper documentation.
Yeah, if you make it that difficult, then I think the answer to your question is, no, people won't go. Like, oh, what a pain in the ass. No, I'm not going. If you tell me I can just go and get a ticket and go and I'll be one of the 20% or 12% that's allowed in starting on March 22nd, I'll go. I feel fine. You can take my temperature. What, I got to get a ticket? I got to go get a test 3 days beforehand? Well, now you're starting to make this to be a little bit too much of a pain in the ass. I don't need to go that bad.
Yeah, have fun finding where you're going to get that test and then how quickly that's going to get turned around.
Let's and once again, why don't we just go ahead and vaccinate all the players in these teams and free up thousands of tests every week? I'm not joking. There's a bunch of other people jumping the vaccination line right now. Let the hockey, basketball, and baseball players all jump the line, get them vaccinated, and that way we don't have to go through 950,000 tests like they did in the NFL last season. 950,000 tests. How about you vaccinate all these guys? Just group them in with the millions of other line jumpers in
they
the country right now. And if you don't want them, then you don't get tested either, just so you know. Because we're giving those tests to other people. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Working to keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7.
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April. Shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that too. When I'm back on top.
I don't know what's going on.
Back on top in June.
I don't know why.
I say that's life.
What is this?
It's Willie Nelson doing a version of That's Life.
Oh, you might like to hear it. That's all.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Some people get
I'd rather hear
this one out of your
I'd rather hear Willie doing a Willie Nelson song. That's okay. Thanks, though, Tom. I appreciate it. He can't win for trying today. McCone can't win for trying.
He's having a tough musically inclined day.
Well, McCone gets told he's not speaking enough in the first hour, and the first time he does say something, Zoe tells him to shut up.
Stuffed in a locker.
Yeah, exactly. So
that was one hell of a tease you had.
Rough day all around. I had personal texts regarding that tease. People were very angry. They felt that it did not pay off.
That's the point of a
all
tease,
of them
though,
from
right?
Me.
It doesn't have to pay off.
No, usually it has to pay off.
Yeah, it has to pay off.
Especially radio.
As long as I have you coming back, then whatever.
You've done your job?
Yeah.
That is such a Providence mentality. You got to do better. You got to do better, kid.
It's true.
All right?
That doesn't happen at Channel 12.
Let's go to Al in Plymouth. Celtics, Patriots, everything on the table here as we are, coming to the end of our week. What do you got for us, Al?
What's up, fellas? Hey, I just want to talk about Brad Stevens. I think this guy's just a real softy. You get these guys out on the court sulking around, just kind of putting in half-ass effort out there. And he's just, he sits down, they get back, he sits down with his little clipboard, and he goes, you guys need to be doing this. Do you think Doc Rivers would put up with any of this lack of effort? Stevens is the kind of guy who, after the maid entered his room while he was bathing, he'd sit there and
there it is. All
bang.
Right.
Two. I want five more.
There are people who think that Brad Stevens is actually soft, though, because he's not as demonstrative as Bobby Knight. All right. I don't know.
He's not throwing a chair or his clipboard. He doesn't break his clipboard.
McCone, you're a big basketball fan. Greg Popovich loses his mind, scream at the top of his lungs every 15 seconds during a game.
No, he's just like a...
Popovich sulks more than anyone.
Yeah.
Popovich will sometimes just sit in a chair and not say a word. He's a real sulky McSulkerton. Stevens isn't soft. I think he does.
The same guy from day one. Right. When things are going well, nobody calls him. He sulks around. He needs to get more angry at these guys.
Stop it. Peter in Boston. What do you got for us, Peter?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to call in about the UFO that was sighting.
Yeah. Yep.
If you guys have Amazon, there's a new documentary called Phenomenon.
Yep.
And a guy in the a pilot named Danny Frager, he has witnessed this same exact unidentified object. It's a long white cylinder, and he actually took a picture of it over the ocean from the cockpit of his airplane. And if you watch the documentary, it's called Phenomenon. You can actually see it, and this is the same craft that has been witnessed by multiple people. The same
Chicago
one
Airport, O'Hare Airport's got it documented. People taking pictures of it from all the different gates.
Do they have any theories as to what it could be, Peter?
Just an unidentified flying phenomenon.
Yeah.
That's all they can say. It moves at speeds that would make it from something nothing like from this world, is what they say. So it's absolutely incredible. It's scary. I don't even know how to feel about it.
All right. Thanks, Peter.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be confused. Hey, I don't know how to feel about it. I just feel one way or the other. And I do believe they exist. You could also watch Unacknowledged. It's where the government actually talks about aliens existing. Capello texted that one in. Thanks, Mark Capello. Outstanding producer. Patriots Radio Network.
I'll have to look that up on Amazon. I was looking for something to look at.
It's called Unacknowledged.
All right.
They're out there, but we're not going to acknowledge them because we don't want to create panic.
Keith wants you to acknowledge. See what I did there, McCone?
Hello.
His question.
Doing,
yeah, go ahead, Keith.
Two things on the Patriots, and the second thing's with you, Zoe. Number one with the Patriots and the free agency. Young. Number two, we got the college combine coming up.
Nope.
You're a quarterback. I have three questions on that for you. You know how the quarterbacks get on the goal line and they have to get on their knees and throw the football?
Yeah.
Three questions. How far could you throw that football? How many chances do they have? And do you know who holds the record for throwing that football the farthest on their knees?
Gardner Minshew.
I'll hang up and listen to you. Thank you.
All right.
Well, it's not Gardner Minshew.
Who holds the record for the longest throw from their knees?
Remember the Kyle Bowler video?
It was the 50-yard line. Was it Vic or Major Harris threw it through the goalpost?
Well, Jamarcus Russell threw it 70.
Jamarcus Russell flat-footed threw it 70.
I'm telling you, Kyle Bowler, big time.
From the knees?
From the knees.
You know this is a fact.
Yeah.
He would. Tim McCohen definitely know that for a fact.
When you Google Kyle Bowler, the first option down is one knee.
I know, what wow. You good job, McCone.
Can I ask you a question, Zoe, since we're on the Kyle Bowler thing?
Why didn't you know that? That's my question.
So he's the one who split the uprights. I'm just reading about it now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
He split the uprights from the 50.
Sports Team 10.
Why do you know that?
I'm a draft guy. Like, can I ask you a question, though, Zoe?
Yeah.
Since Kyle Bowler, since we're on the Kyle Bowler topic, yeah. And he was a terrible quarterback and taken in the first round, how fast as a player do you know if a draft pick sucks? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like,
yeah.
In training camp, are you like, oh, my, this is our first
round
pick?
No, it's a really good question. We knew probably 2 weeks in. Remember Chris Canty? He was a defensive back from, I think, Kansas State.
Yeah.
He used to wear one pant leg up, one down, and he bought four Mercedes as soon as he got into the league. Pete Carroll and our offensive coordinators got together with the defense corps, and they told me to stop throwing his way in camp. Because I had Troy Brown with me, and we broke this kid's legs every day. It was embarrassing. We laughed at him. Like, we laughed him off the field. And that's first-round pick, bust, right there. You knew right away. Mm-hmm. We knew, like, right away in camp. But other guys, you know, sometimes it takes time because it's the mix of who they're playing with. And, you know, linemen are going to get more. Like, right away, you know, receive. You
know with a receiver right
I'm
away.
I'm going to give you more information, but I know a quarterback that threw with a receiver – and he knew in 30 minutes he was going to be a bust.
Is it, you tell with the skill positions more quickly?
A highly acquired skill position.
Okay.
He knew within 30 minutes, 35 minutes he was going to be a bust.
Follow up?
Is that?
I'm not saying anything else.
McCone, it took you 3.5 hours, but great contributions here in the last few minutes.
That felt good.
You know?
That felt a little different than the tease in the first
good,
hour.
It in, huh?
Good information, yeah. And then a good question for Zoe, which he really appreciated. You know, make him feel, it's important to make him feel involved in the show.
You want to talk about quarterbacks on their knees? I'm your guy.
And but do not give him more fodder for you, because he will not even treat it as you said.
I'll line up 10
joke.
For you.
He will now treat that as his own joke. So you can't do that.
Fair.
Don't undo
fair.
It all
okay.
now.
All right.
Just take your victory.
Are we doing an NCAA away. Tournament today or something? Are we talking NCAA tournament?
Somebody put that in there. I didn't put that in there.
Okay.
T-Bone put that in there. I chose to. You want to talk about the NCAA tournament guidelines?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Couple of things to get to here. A couple calls and a couple of items. Zoe, you wanted to talk about the NCAA tournament guidelines. McCone, do you have those guidelines like off the top of your head? I'm sorry I didn't ask you about this ahead of time. We know that.
So this is sort of like another bubble, right?
Well, they're doing like a modified bubble. They're not all going to be in the same place to begin with.
Right.
There are going to be a few locations, but. Well, I think one of the biggest items is if a team has to withdraw from the tournament in any way, that team will not be replaced. So the
How do you get past that? Then all of a sudden you advance as a bye?
Yes.
Doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Well, I guess, but.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. My point is.
That tech took less than 2 seconds to change your mind.
Because it's predetermined the schedule, right? You got the schedule, you got your rankings, you got your brackets here.
Yeah.
So you obviously edge somebody else out to deserve that bracket. Why wouldn't you be able to insert another team there?
Because it's going to be, it's not, Well, I didn't even know if you had teams like playing.
Look at the hockey thing. Look at the hockey stuff that took place in on Lake Tahoe. They were going to force those damn games in, no matter what. If there was a COVID problem there, they were bringing in another team. They were going to play the games.
Yeah, but that's bringing in just two teams to a different location. Teams that are already in the protocol.
Right.
For college teams, like once you're out of the tournament, your season's done. You're going to scatter. I mean, there's you know, not a whole lot of. Control that you're going to have like you do with professional players. And if these guys are in even a modified bubble, and that once they get them in there, all right, the night before the Gonzaga team, they've got four positive tests and the rest of them are contact tracing and they can't play. All right, who do we get to fly into the bubble to put them in here to play tomorrow? No, they're out. They're done. Whoever they were going to play automatically advances. That's it.
Yeah, it's pretty much that.
To think that you could get another college team to fly in from wherever they're going to fly in, who's it going to be? Who's next up? No. There's no waiting in the wings. Not this year. Not with all the other restrictions that are going on.
Right.
They're gonna suddenly just tell a team in a moment's notice, no, you got to play a tournament basketball game tomorrow in the Elite Eight for a chance to go to the Final Four because Ohio State got sick? No. Whoever was about to play that team gets the automatic advance. There's no other reasonable way of doing it.
I'm anxious for the NCAA tournament because the Celtics need a big guy. You know, we keep talking about not having big guys. And there's a lot of big, you know, 6'6", 11, 7-footers, 7'1" kids you can be playing in this tournament. Like Illinois, 17-6. They're going to be in this tournament. They got this kid, Kofi Cockburn. averages 17.7 points per game. 10 boards, 6 blocks, 7-footer stud. And I'm just like, I don't want Illinois to get knocked out because I want to see him up there.
You like him, McBone?
Love him. You going to get that jersey,
though? Have you seen Cockburn play?
I have. You going to rock a Cockburn jersey if he gets drafted by the Celtics?
That would be the first jersey I get.
Does Cockburn get a lot of blocks?
What number would you put?
Like, he can do everything.
Do Cockburn... They call him Cockburn blocks?
He averages like 6 a game, but like, what number would you put on a Cockburn jersey?
You have to go.
He's Jamaican.
Yeah.
Kofi, Kofi Cockburn, Cockburn.
Dude, if you spend $80 on a jersey for a rookie like that, you're a real Cockburn sucker. I can just tell you that you are just throwing your money away.
Good locker room guy.
Or if he does stuff, you say, hey, man, you've been Cockburned. Get that out of this gym. Knock that thing out in the third row.
Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Hartford. Chris, you're on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Probably our last call of the day. Yeah, go ahead.
Hardy, great job, man. Thank you. You run that ship, you know?
He sure does.
Hey, Zoe, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
How you doing, guy? All right. Hey. So listen, we want to talk about Ray Allen. You guys were talking about it before.
Yep.
The reason why Ray left was because he didn't want to have to play that much defense. Okay, he's getting old, so he went to Miami. Defensively, him, Reggie Lewis, Gary Payton, and Pippen are the only ones that could actually hold a candle to Jordan. Okay, so don't sleep on the defensive wizard of Ray Allen. That's some knowledge.
All right. I missed it. I don't know. I was talking to T-Bone.
Tap that app on your way home.
There you go.
And catch the fourth hour on the podcast.
Okay. There you go. Very good. Something else we didn't really touch on today. Two things. Bruins last night. That was a terrible night. That was a terrible third period for the
Bruins. Scheduled loss.
Oh. Well, you've got Halak in net. You have 5 goals in the third period. It was just ugly.
How's his stick? He whacked the hell out of that post, man.
Yeah.
Why do they break sticks? Like, what's that going to prove?
Well, it's
the goalie's mad. He let in another goal.
It's frustration. It's a very frustrating game. It's a game of mistakes. So I put no importance on that loss last night. I stopped thinking about it the second the game ended. It's just, nope, that doesn't bother me in the slightest.
Yeah, it's because to what you said at the start of the show, you're not worried about this team.
I'm not worried about them. And the Islanders have played them tough a couple of games now. I mean, bigger picture, all right. And you want to look way down the road at might end up being an issue for you. But in terms of that one game last night and that one period, okay. It's bad game. It's a really bad third period.
Take away Tahoe, though, and that's three losses in a row.
Yeah.
Three out of four.
Are you worried about the Bruins, though?
No.
T-Bone.
A little bit.
That makes you. That game specifically makes you worry.
No, but the trend.
Okay. And you just said
they got their number, though, huh?
Do you like Felger say that the Tahoe game doesn't count?
You said
I do. Yes.
You say it doesn't count. It's just too. It was. Goofy.
It's too odd of an event that it's more about the It's more about the sights, the sounds. You know, the presentation of it. It was an event more than a game.
Not to mention the Flyers were missing about half their lineup.
Thank you. The goal is what, 21?
All right, Zoe. So if that's the case and you feel like that game doesn't count, then yeah, T-Bone's right. You've had a loss to the Islanders, the Devils, yeah, and again to the Islanders. You worried at all?
With how their season has gone, that's a downward trend.
Yeah, they were coming off of five straight wins before that, and like I want to say nine of their previous 10 they had won. It's a bad trend. It's three games though, and it's way spread out. I'm not there yet. I'm not yet. You show more of that, especially in third periods tonight. And again on Sunday, and Wagner brought this up the other day. It's kind of like three games in 3 days because they've got a noon on Sunday. They got back-to-backs with the Rangers now tonight and Sunday at noon. If you have some similar issues with finishing in the game, because it's hard to believe that that game last night, 7-2 the final, was tied at 2 after two periods. But that again, it was an awful
floodgates open, oh buddy.
There's also a story here today, Zoe.
Yeah.
That there is a push to change the NBA logo. Are you familiar with this? You laugh.
Yes.
What's so funny?
Who's heading it up? Kyrie Irving?
Well, he's one of the people.
And Kobe's wife, right?
Kobe Widow's wife, yes.
Widow.
And Vanessa Bryant support changing the NBA's logo to Kobe Bryant. Now, is this a real effort? It was an Instagram post. Irving tweeted a modified NBA logo with Bryant front and center with the caption, "Gotta happen. I don't care what anyone says. Black Kings built the league." And, you know, the post has been liked, you know, by a bunch of, you know, prominent NBA people. And that a change.org petition in support of the idea has gotten 3.2 million signatures. But this goes back to early 2020. It's not like just in the last few days. So the idea of Kobe Bryant in silhouette as the new NBA logo is not a new thing, and there's a lot of support behind this. We all know right now it's Jerry West.
Yep.
Right.
And
now they're going to do away with Mr. Potato Head.
What?
I mean, everything's changing now. We just change everything. You get used to the NFL shield. I get used to the MLB logo.
But the Mr. and Mrs.
What is
Potato
the NHL
Head?
One? They were going to do away with Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Who is?
The Hasbro was.
No, they're getting rid of just the Mr. and Mr. Mr. and Mrs.
They're not, though. They were going to. They're not anymore.
This morning they were getting rid of them.
According to who?
Because people were offended by Mr. Potato Head or Mrs. Potato Head. But
where are you getting
I used to have when I was a kid.
No, the Hasbro company
the
came
channel,
out and said
I watched WCVB Channel 5 News this morning.
It's not happening anymore.
You could stick five eyes on if you want. You could put an arm on the head. You can make any type of head you want.
Well, I think this is a little bit different.
Who's offended who? It's, you know?
No.
You build it the way you want. What's the difference? Have at it.
I don't think one has anything to do with the other. I think that players and other people say that Kobe Bryant and what he represents in terms of a player,
and yes,
as a black player, is a better emblem and a better representation of the NBA than the old Jerry West logo. Is he wrong? Is Kobe Bryant's widow wrong? Is Kyrie Irving wrong? What is a better representation of the NBA? The Jerry West silhouette or Kobe Bryant in silhouette? What better signifies the NBA?
What do the people of Eagle, Colorado have to say about that?
Get ready for that. Like, why do we get what? It's, I don't know. Why don't we change the Lombardi Trophy to the Tom Brady Trophy?
I can get behind that one.
Because I don't think anybody's
too drunk.
I don't think anybody's. I don't think anybody's asking for that.
Too drunk.
I don't think anybody's.
I didn't know there was anything wrong with the logo.
There isn't anything wrong with the logo. Could it be updated? Logos get updated all the time.
Sure, logos get updated. Do what you want. Yeah.
So now you're okay with it?
What about Jordan? I don't know. When Jordan passes away.
That is my only argument. I think,
you know, because there's so many other great players. Look at the stuff we just went through. Tiger. You hear Jim Gray like in the interview. Did he die? He was crying.
Well, that's my only argument. Is
you change the PGA logo? I mean,
right. What do you do when Michael Jordan dies? It's like, okay, well, he's really the image and the emblem of the modern day NBA. You're going to change it. What, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, right. Hopefully, you know, it'll be a long time. You're going to take it away from Kobe at that point? I don't think it.
I don't know. Time will pass by then and people get tired of it.
All right. Let's do the fake promos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, folks, today's takeaway is brought to you by Weekend 180 Weight Loss. It's the end of February. March is here now almost. And yeah, those New Year's resolutions to drop the weight. Maybe you haven't done it. Maybe those 2 months have gone by. It's not too late to start dropping the weight your very first week. Call Paige and her great staff at one of the 6 Awaken 180 locations, awaken180weightloss.com.
Fake promo Friday. I believe we have 7, 8, something like that.
Let's, 6.
All right. Oh, 6. Good. Let's roll them.
Middays at 10, Zulak and Bertrand.
Tim McCone.
Zulak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's nice.
Save that one.
Yeah.
Like, does that. Your family like replay that in their house? Do they have that on a loop?
I don't think my parents have ever watched me on TV. I got to be honest.
You live alone?
I do. Yeah. No. Not super proud of me. Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zulak and Bertrand.
Your ability to slide it in and know when to do it. It's impressive.
Right?
Zulak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I didn't catch that.
Did I catch it at the time?
I didn't. Somebody think did. We all caught it.
I don't know. T-Bone's got a filthy mind. So I'm sure he stopped.
He's the one who came up with Cockburn today.
Cut it right away.
Middays at 10, Zulak and Bertrand.
Alan in California. Alan.
20-foot surf in Palos Verdes. Oh, the memories. Oh, my God, is that place incredible to surf. The bad part is when you come in, you find that your truck or your car is all bashed in from the locals. They had a. I used to have a fortress right on the up.
What? Why do I care about any of this?
Zulak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I was talking about Tiger Woods. The guy called in with his
surf territory.
The problem with surf territory in that part of the country. Like, what?
Is it Blue Crush, McCone? That movie, Blue Crush?
Watch
it. Want to see good surf fights?
Oh, yeah. Wait, is that the one with Kate? What's her name?
Bosworth, thank you.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, Brian Bosworth's daughter, according to Zoe.
Yeah, not the T-Bone.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zulak and Bertrand.
Let's get to your calls. Thanks for hanging on. Sean in Dorchester on Brad Stevens. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Hello?
Go ahead, Sean. Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello?
Thanks for having me. Hello? Thanks for having
me. How you doing?
Zulak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's where mocking with the callers goes bad and they just hang up because they're so frustrated.
Gardner Minshew.
Two more.
Middays at 10, Zulak and Bertrand.
Chances are he wasn't just trying to bat it away.
I disagree. The guy's got his hand on it, and you bat that hand, that guy's hand is the last one to touch it.
Okay. You can't tell who touched it last.
Zulak and Bertrand,
my God.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
See, I voted that one down. T-Bone and Jim were laughing hysterically.
I think it's one of our best ones ever.
Come on. No, you don't.
Thank you.
What's that? Yeah. Because there was no intention whatsoever, and that discussion went on for a while.
I think this one's better.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
This guy's not playing golf again. How can you tell? Because you can tell.
Remember, who was a lady from Connecticut had the chimp eat her face and they had to put it back on?
I'll be amazed and happy if you tie this into Tiger.
She didn't have a shot. I think Tiger has a shot.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
She's a normalcy.
And what? She has a shot of playing golf?
No, she has the most.
Or Tiger has a shot of.
We don't want to get down the road.
Being with a,
I need another chimp email. I don't need another chimp email.
Did you get chimp emails?
You offended the chimp.
I had a chimp email. What was it? Factual?
McComb, which one?
Face off?
Which one was better out of those last two?
The chimp one by a mile.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. McComb, great job, Zoe. Feel better,
yeah,
buddy.
You too. Good job hosting, Hardy.
All
see
right,
you guys
thanks.
Monday.
I'll see you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.